Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. First, let me apologize for my voice. I went on vacation last week and came home with bronchitis. I am so sorry if I sound like a frog croaking. Speaking of vacation, summer is winding down, so let's all get in some last-minute summer reading while we can. I'll share a couple of novels I've recently finished. First is an author I've loved for some time and who's popular amongst my friends. Wade Rouse writes as Viola Shipman. That was his grandmother's name, and everything he writes seeks to honor her and his other grandmother. His stories are nostalgic, poignant, sweet, and uplifting, kind of like a Hallmark movie. And they're set in the Missouri Ozarks and Michigan. Reading his books has made me want to visit Traverse City and other Lake Michigan towns. Again, I apologize for my voice. Shipman's latest offering is The Edge of Summer. I'm just going to read you the publisher's synopsis about it. Devastated by the sudden death of her mother, a quiet, loving, and intensely private southern seamstress called Miss Mabel, who overflowed with pearls of Ozark's wisdom but never spoke of her own family, Sutton Douglas makes the impulsive decision to pack up and head north to the Michigan resort town where she believes she'll find answers to the lifelong questions she's had about not only her mother's past but also her own place in the world. She buys a collection of buttons at an estate sale from Bonnie Lyons, the matriarch of the Lakeside community. Propelled by a handful of trinkets left behind by her mother and glimpses into the history of the magical lakeshore town, Sutton becomes tantalized by the possibility that Bonnie is the grandmother she never knew. As Sutton cautiously befriends Bonnie and is taken into her confidence, she begins to uncover the secrets about her family that Miss Mabel so carefully hid, and about the role that Sutton herself unwittingly played in it all. That's the end of the publisher's synopsis. I liked this one, but it's not my favorite Shipman novel. It's just a tad too dramatic and saccharine for my taste. Next, I'll tell you about a historical novel based on the true story of the Frick family and museum in New York City. The Magnolia Palace by Fiona Davis made me want to learn more about this mysterious family. Again, I'll quote from the publisher. 8 months after losing her mother in the Spanish flu outbreak of 1919, 21-year-old Lillian Carter's life has completely fallen apart. For the past 6 years, under the moniker Angelica, Lillian was one of the most sought-after artist models in New York City, with statues based on her figure gracing landmarks from the Plaza Hotel to the Brooklyn Bridge. But with her mother gone, a grieving Lillian is rudderless and desperate. The work has dried up, and a scandal has left her without a safe haven. When she stumbles upon an employment opportunity at the Frick Mansion, a building that, ironically, bears her own likeness, Lillian jumps at the chance. But the longer she works as a private secretary to the demanding Helen Frick, the daughter and heiress of industrialist and art patron Henry Clay Frick, the more deeply Lillian's life gets intertwined with that of the family, pulling her into a tangled web of romantic trysts, stolen jewels, and family drama that runs so deep the stakes just may be life or death. Nearly 50 years later, mod English model Veronica Weber has her own chance to make her career and with it earn the money she needs to support her family back home within the walls of the former Frick residence, now converted into one of the city's most impressive museums. But when she and a charming intern, budding art curator named Joshua, is dismissed from the Vogue shoot taking place at the Frick Collection, she chances upon a series of hidden messages in the museum, messages that will lead her and Joshua on a hunt that could not only solve Veronica's financial woes, but could finally reveal the truth behind a decades-old murder. This one was really good and, like I said, made me want to learn more. I always love when a book does that. Again, I apologize for my voice today. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.